One of my favorite topics to cover is manifestation. I am so passionate about manifestation because it literally, we manifest every second of every day. And when we're truly magnetic, think of how good it gets to be. And I love manifestation. You're going to hear a lot about it for sure from me. And what I wanted to start out with was one of my biggest manifestations to date. When I manifested over $100,000 in less than 21 days. Yes, that actually happened to me. I know, wild. And it was actually the first time that I ever intentionally was manifesting. I know I just said we manifest every second of every day, but this is when I actually was in a program with one of my spiritual mentors, Pam. Shout out to Pam. She is so amazing. And I was in her manifesting program and I was trying out some different techniques and ways, and it really helped me to hone and shape how I manifest and how I teach you to do the exact same. In this episode, I'm going to share with you exactly how I did that, how I hit that over 100K in less than 21 days. And I did it through utilizing what I now call my raw method. Think like cheerleader, like rah, rah, we're celebrating over 100K. The RAW stands for Release, Align, Attract. I'm going to go into each of those so you guys understand not only how I manifested this, but how you can too. And let me just be really clear, this is not about hustling or doing more. It is truly about leaning into what I truly wanted, making sure it was aligned for me, and taking action. So I'm sharing this with you now because I want you guys to think about those things that you truly desire and how you can actually do the same and call them in at warp speed. Because I know that you guys are manifesting big things. You are not meant to play small. And the thing is, I also know that you are manifesting and a lot of you are thinking it's not coming quick enough or sometimes even at all. So we are going to change that today. Hello, babes. Welcome to PJs and Prosecco. Our show is dedicated to making spirituality fun, approachable, and real. You're already spiritually gifted, so I'm here to help you understand how to use those gifts to create your dream life. I'm your host, Emily Gornick, aka The Rich Witch Next Door, your certified spiritual coach and mentor, here to make healing, growth, and soul alignment feel less like a chore and more like a vibe by combining the woo with mindset magic. Think deep, soul-stirring conversations with a side of sparkle, hosted in pajamas, Prosecco in hand, of course. So whether we're talking intuition, healing, or manifesting your dream life, just know you belong here. So cozy up in your PJs, grab your Prosecco, and let's dive in. So here's the thing. I recognized really early on that there was so much power in mindset and magic. And that's really an instrumental part of how I manifest. And like I mentioned, we manifest every second of every day. So once I realized that, it allowed me to really shift how I think, how I interact, my magic, my mindset, all of it, the energy that I'm putting out. And it has caused me to be so magnetic. Now, in this episode, we're talking about the over 100K that I've manifested, but I've manifested way, way more. But taking a step back and in the start of this process, I had recognized that I had been trying to call in some really big things and I wasn't really having any traction with it. And I felt like I was stuck or something was missing and maybe I'm not good at manifesting. We had this scarcity mindset. Oh, this just icky feeling all the time is what I had. And I knew I needed to shift and change what I was doing because I wasn't calling in what I truly desired. And at that point in time, I decided to really swing for the fences for my first thing I called in with over 100K. I do realize how wild that is. Instead of just going after like 5K or 1K, I went all the way to 100. And what's amazing about that is I actually proved to my subconscious mind, which our subconscious mind is always going to prove us right, that I was able to do that by developing my own methodology and, of course, being in that amazing program I was talking about to really open my eyes to how I am the key to unlock my manifestations. That helped me to really recognize that you can make manifesting easy, you can make it fun, you can collapse timelines, you can do so much. And it all depends on where you are energetically, emotionally, spiritually, like all of that is how you truly shift. And that does not mean that I am not magnetic and calling in if I'm having a bad day or I'm sick or whatever, because I now am so ingrained with my dream life, my vision, what I'm calling in, how it's coming to me, and even how it's not, right? Those open opportunities, that I really am manifesting major things all the time. And if I'm not, for some reason, I'm able to take a step back and utilize the raw method, release, align, attract, to see where I maybe am holding myself back or I need to work on something, or maybe that's just not actually aligned to me what I'm calling in. What the other piece of it was that manifesting was hard because I hadn't necessarily proved to myself that I was able to manifest before I manifested this 100K. And that's wild because we manifest every second of every day. Again, saying that 20,000 times during this episode so that you recognize how important your energy, your magnetism, your mindset is to every second of every day for you. I want to be very clear though, it didn't come from working harder or doing more. It didn't. It actually came from having more fun and allowing more curiosity, things to flow in, all these different pieces that before I didn't have space for. And I really had to let go of a lot of my limiting beliefs around manifesting because I was going after money. A lot of my money stories came up on that I'm not good with money or I'm going to run out, which is wild. I've never ran out of money, but for some reason that was the story that kept playing out. The people pleasing part of it, because I had, that was my first year full time in my business. It was where I was calling the money in from, that people pleasing part, that it was now within my business and it's not necessarily over in a traditional corporate, or could it be corporate and would that be okay because I'm in full time in my business? There were all these different dialogues happening for me that didn't actually matter. But what it did call to question for me is, why am I looking at manifesting as what I should do and what would be for other people and in alignment with these stories that don't serve me? That's what I had to release. And I am sure a lot of you are nodding your head right now saying, gosh, no, I have a lot of those patterns where I'm just not sure I'm worthy nor ever going to manifest. And those are not real. I'm here to burst your bubble. Those are not real. So how did I actually release though to call in that 100K is I got curious. I joined that my mentor Pam's program to see, how does she do it? Is something there that sparks for me? And what I loved about this curiosity that I was going into her program with, and what I then ended up developing my own methodology, you know, what that stemmed from, was that curiosity allowed me to recognize that I needed to release the rigidness of manifesting, that I had to do something, or that manifesting meant I had to spend hours every day just to call in even a small thing. And I had to let go of this idea that manifestation was outside of me. I did that through a various different ways. For releasing, for me, it's never a one size fits all because it really depends on what I'm working through. But in this instance, I did do a lot of EFT tapping, emotional freedom technique. If you're not familiar with that, gosh, it's so amazing. Maybe we'll do an EFT tapping pod episode. But essentially, you're utilizing meridian points on your body to reprogram your subconscious mind. I also did some hypnosis. I did Akashic Records clearing, which your Akashic Records are a place that live above the cosmos where all your lifetimes live. And you can activate so many different things and release. And it's so beautiful. And I really took that to heart of, let me see what it is that I'm doing so that I can stop myself and that I can actually call in this 100K or more. So that's really where the R for release came in, because I recognized that in order for me to manifest, I had to evaluate why I wasn't already and what was keeping me stuck, what was blocking me from that moment. I had to shift my energy because, again, I thought manifesting was hard. I thought it was all external. It's not, it's internal. I also had to lean into gratitude of how I've always have been taken care of by the universe, by my own hustle and grit, the support I receive from friends and family, just how amazing my life is, whether I had that 100K flow in or not. Gratitude is truly magical. And gosh, I feel like gratitude, total side note, gets a bad rap because it just became such a buzzword and everyone's like, you gotta be grateful, you gotta be grateful. And gosh, that can be toxic positivity, can't it? However, I think gratitude, when you actually don't just say, oh, I'm grateful for money, but it's, I'm grateful for this 100K that flows into me easily and effortlessly because it allows me to X, Y, and Z. Right? It allows me to feel safe and secure and travel and have amazing experiences. And the other thing that I think is really important to do when we are calling in money, so this is just another side tangent for you to take with you, is another really important step when you're releasing is to declutter. Now, decluttering is really awesome because you're energetically making space. You also can do good in the world, right? You can donate, you can sell, you can do so much with stuff that you don't even need anymore. Do a little declutter. That's a true release. And those are just, you know, wow, that's just one. I guess I gave you three there and I didn't even realize I was doing it. But if you want to release, you got to shift your energy. You do that through mindset reprogramming, mindset work, EFT tapping, time techniques, hypnosis, NLP. You also shift your energy energetically through Reiki, ABC, which is the Awaken Bliss Codes, Akashic Clearing, journaling, anything that can really shift your energy. Gratitude. That is so important. If we're not grateful and we're just being curmudgeons walking around the earth, all we're going to get is more curmudgy stuff. Trust me. Think about it this way. I wasn't even going to talk about this, but we'll just veer off here. Think about release this way too, is if you are becoming more magnetic and you're calling in everything that you desire, but you're coming from a place where you surround yourself with all negative people and you just see the worst in every situation, guess what you get more of? Yes, you get more worst. You get more yuck. And that is just because that's the energy you're putting out. And so it is so, so important when manifesting. Again, I didn't even know I was going to go here, but whatever, spirit speaks and here we are to listen. It's really important, you guys, to recognize who you're surrounding yourself with. And if they don't have a mindset of growth and of empowerment and also desire for better things in their lives and they just sit there and complain, then it's time to evaluate who you're surrounding yourself with. And maybe it's even time to do a little snip, snip, cut, sending them away with love and light. Because you don't want anything to leak, your energy to leak to anyone and theirs to leak to you. And then all of a sudden you're just in curmudgeville. We don't do that here in Rich Witch Land. We do not go to curmudgeville. So anyways, back though to my 100K. Maybe I'll have to do a whole podcast episode on that because I really am passionate about finding the community and the support that is going to get you when, where, why, how you want all the things. Okay. So to wrap up release for us before we go into align, is I invite you to pause and ask yourself, what do I need to let go of to receive bigger? What do I need to let go of to receive bigger? And I invite you to actually DM me what that thing is. And if you are like, I have no freaking clue, DM me that too. I am here to help you guys move through what those blocks are. You don't have to figure them out all on your own, nor do you have to heal yourself all on your own. In fact, I would argue that's the reason you haven't transformed and healed is because you've been trying to do it yourself. Now, for that 100K, when I thought about, okay, how did I get there in such a short amount of time and how can I bring that to my clients? The next step for me was really alignment. And that alignment was around, how does this align to me? How does this align to my soul purpose? And how is it something that I truly want? Remember, I just said there was those shoulds in the release. I don't have time for shoulds anymore. So how I aligned was by making sure that it was what I truly desired. And I mean, of course, who doesn't want 100K? But it wasn't like, oh, I want 100K for the wrong reasons, right? To prove to my parents or someone else that I can get 100K real easy. No, it was aligned to me because I knew what it would make possible for me in my life, in my business, the impact it would have on my clients, on everyone around me. And so when I align that to my true desire and then my soul purpose, which my soul purpose, if you don't know yours, that's okay. That's something I also think is really a lot deeper than most people think. Now, mine specifically is to activate you. It is to be that light leader who is here to activate your spiritual gifts, your soul purpose, your mission on earth, for you to really step up as the true leader that you are. And I do that in the fun way of approachable woo, little magic, and mindset. So when I think about 100K and I think about my soul purpose, that 100K allows me to really go deeper in my impact, in my business, in my soul purpose. Do you see how that is? Yeah. Now, how I also aligned though is I actually did daily rituals that grounded me into that reality of the 100K. And I actually teach in my program, Manifesting Magic, a plethora of different ways that you can utilize these different techniques or even new ones. I'm always trying something new, bringing it to you guys if I think it's fun or even if I don't, and it might be, there'll be something great for you. And these daily rituals don't take me a long time. They take me 5 to 10 minutes, depending. I mean, sometimes, sure, I'm doing my daily, I call it my morning magic. And sometimes I am spending an hour or two because I feel like it. I'm not spending an hour or two because I think I have to. I'm spending an hour or two because I want to. And there's a very big difference, because if you feel like you have to do something, if those daily rituals become such a task that your energy with them all of the sudden becomes that ick of, oh God, I have to do that. Guess what? You're going to be manifesting more of, oh, I have to do that. Instead, I invite you to think of your daily rituals that you do, and I'm going to tell you about a few of my favorites, but whether you do them in that exact order every single day, or you switch them up, depending, you just make sure you're having fun with it and you're doing it because you want to, because that's when you call in the stuff quick that you're manifesting forward. So I'm going to share, you know what, I'll share three of my favorite manifestation techniques that I use in my morning magic. My first one that I really love is actually the gratitudes piece of it. I like to sit and even before I get into my traditional morning magic, when I pop my eyes open, I think of three things I'm really grateful for and why. So it can be everything from, I'm really grateful for the pugs because I know they're waiting for me downstairs and are so excited to spend the day with me. And I just love my pugs so much. If you didn't know, I have two adorable pugs that I manifested and they're both rescues. They're the best. And then what I like to do, well, I guess I only said I'm really grateful for the pugs, but it might be something as simple as I'm grateful for my home and how safe it makes me feel, or my bed, or the fact that I get to show up for my clients today because I know I'm making such an impact and they're transforming. It can be a plethora of different things that you utilize for what you're grateful for. But that starts you off in just such a good vibe. I then, in my morning magic, like to do the 369 method, if you're not familiar with it. The 369 method is so amazing because you do write out that one thing that you're manifesting 3 times in the morning, 6 times in the afternoon, 9 times at night. And there's, you know, so much about the 369 method around that. I like to say you're setting the intention in the morning, you're aligning to it in the afternoon, and you're saying it's a done deal when you go to bed. And what I love about the 369 method is you write out that intention as if you already have it. So for that 100K, it was, I am so grateful how quickly and easily I called in over 100K. It was as simple as that, you guys. And don't make your your sentence is super long, because woo, you be journaling for a while, can be super simple and quick. And I would write that 3 times in the morning, 6 times in the afternoon, 9 times at night. Now, one caveat to the 3-6-9 is there are some times where we're human and I would realize, oh my gosh, I fell asleep last night and I didn't do the 9. Guess what? That's okay. It's all about intention. So what I felt good about is I would do the 9 right away in the morning, and I would almost as if I was closing out the day, and then I would move on to my next 3-6-9. That just felt good to me. So definitely an option for you. And then my third is wealth journaling, or people call it wealth scripting, but wealth journaling I love, because it's one thing to just have those sentences and writing your 3-6-9 as if you already have it. I don't think I mentioned that, but writing it as if you already have it. I'm so grateful that I called in over 100K easily, effortlessly, whatever. But then it's like, but what do we do with that? Why does that 100K care? Why does it want to come in? Money is energy and it wants to know what you're going to be doing with it. And so I personally take it one step further. And for my wealth journaling, I will wealth journal, and I will have the same day that I wealth journal, and it's always in the future. For me personally, I always do the end of the year, 12/31, 2025 for this year. For that year, it was 2022. And I will talk about, holy cow, I did it. And it's almost as if I'm future me writing this letter, reflecting back on the year. I did it. I got curious and tried out these manifestation methods, discovered and developed my own. And now I can successfully say I manifested 100K. Now I went on to actually manifest so many other things after that, another 30K, then another 20K. So these are just though, for that 100, right? I didn't know that when I was wealth journaling at the time when I was doing this over the 21 days. But this is all to say is I kept looking at what am I looking back and celebrating. And it's not just the 100K, it's what did I do with it? So for me, it was I invested it into programs and mentors that really lit me up and took my business to a whole new level. And I took luxury trips and I was upgraded with zero status and I didn't have to pay for it. It's just like little things of painting the picture of your life. And again, this doesn't have to take a really long time. I'll do one to two sides of a piece of paper in my notebook, or it can take you a long time if you want to. If you're really like in the flow of it, be in the flow of it. Go ahead. And oh, it just feels so good when you get to the end and you're like, and so it is, this or something better. It is done. It is done. It is done. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And wow, I'm telling you guys, start to see what shows up. And then you can actually look at your wealth journaling. When you get to the 31st, I always like to reflect back on the year. And all of a sudden it's, holy cow, I manifested that. I did that. I wrote that down and it happened. Because our subconscious mind will always prove us right. So by talking about it as if we already have it, and your subconscious mind, PS, doesn't know the difference between fantasy and reality. So you are putting this all out into the universe and it's coming to fruition. Wow. So amazing. And those are just a few of my daily rituals. And those are pretty consistent. And that brings me to the last A, because I felt like, okay, I'm doing these rituals and I've released what I needed, but there's still that one last piece in order to get that 100K to flow to me. And that was about attracting, because I could have written in my journal and done my morning magic all day, every day. But if I didn't actually do anything to attract in that 100K, that's like, if you're single and you want to call in the love of your life, you make a beautiful list about all the things he has, and then you sit on your couch and you never leave. What is he like, delivering the pizza? I don't think so. Where's that 100K coming from? I actually had to do some aligned action. So once I had released and I had aligned, yes, this is to me, this is to my soul purpose, here are my daily rituals, then it came to attracting. And for me, that came down to aligned action. That came down to really leaning on my spirit team. So one of the things I didn't mention in my daily rituals, so align and attract, these kind of go hand in hand. If you can't tell, these aren't just step 1, 2, 3. You kind of flow through all three of them. And with my daily rituals, I also will either go to the Akashic Records or I will simply tap into my spirit team, which is my guides and loved ones, and I will ask them for 3 aligned actions for me to take in order to call in that 100K faster. And then I will actually go and do those aligned actions. More so than that, though, I was letting people know what I was doing, that I'm manifesting right now over 100K. Don't know how it's going to happen, but I'm so excited. If you hear of anything or you've got people to refer to me, like, let's freaking go. And all of a sudden, it opened up unexpected sources of money, clients, collaborations, because I was attracting it in. I was taking the action. I wasn't just sitting back and just doing my daily rituals and hiding in my house. I was actually going to walk the walk, not just talk the talk. Now, when we go into attract mode, and for me, that allowed me to actually call in that 100K really, really quickly, is that we also need to make sure that we don't just go into attract, get what we're calling forward, and then move on super, super quickly. Maybe there's like another letter I need to add, because there's this other piece in order for you to stay in this high vibe frequency and to stay in your receive mode outside of just the 100K. Because if I wanted just 100K to the penny, right? I wanted 100K or more. I need to be open to then how, where's that more? What is that? Where's it coming from? And you need to hold that frequency then of being in that receive mode. And I don't think it's necessarily a hard thing to do necessarily, but the one really, really good way is to celebrate. When I recognized that I've got over 100K flowing in, I did it. I didn't just say, what's next? What can I manifest now? I actually took the time to celebrate. I did. I took myself to the spa. That's what I did to celebrate. And I just said, wow, I did it. Your celebrations can look big. They can look small. It can be as simple as pouring that glass of Prosecco and actually spending the time to really unwind, do your rituals, listen to the podcast. Or it could be new PJs. It could be take yourself to the spa. If you are like, oh my gosh, Emily, you only went to the spa with 100K. You should have gone on a trip. Maybe when I manifest the next 100K, I'll take myself on a trip. You know what? You heard it here. My next 100K, I manifest, I'm going on a trip. But anyways, I digress. When we celebrate, that's how we anchor into repeated success. So make sure you're celebrating. That's actually really, really critical, because like I said in the beginning and multiple times throughout, we manifest every second of every day. So it is not just, oh, I received this one and I'm done. It is, okay, how can I keep this energy and this momentum flowing forward? And then all of a sudden the manifestations are outside of even just the 100K that I did, right? Now I get free glasses of wine. I get upgraded with zero status all the time. I also will have random collabs and opportunities of people that seem to just fall from the sky. I have free trips, freebies, all these different things. And I've won a bunch of stuff, and I've had people say, you are just our lucky friend. And I say, it's not that I'm lucky. It's just that I'm energetically aligned to be magnetic, and you can be too. So if that's all you take away from today, is you can do this too. Because when we embody it, when you yourself embody it, it doesn't just show up once, it becomes your new minimum. Whew. You know what? That feels like a good spot to end. That's a wrap on today's episode, but before you go, I've got something extra special for you. To celebrate the launch of PJs and Prosecco, I'm hosting a special giveaway. And yes, it includes your chance to win cash money or an exclusive chance to work with me one-on-one. All you have to do is subscribe, rate and review on Apple Podcasts, or go ahead and give me a 5-star rating on Spotify, depending on where you're listening. And then share your favorite episode from week 1 that's dropping on May 29th to your Instagram stories and tag me, The Rich Witch Next Door. You can go ahead and click the link in the show notes. It will remind you of all of those steps you need to take, along with a form just to let me know you've entered. And then boom, you're done. Winners will be drawn on 6-6. It's my way of saying thank you for being part of this magical community from the very beginning. So chill the Prosecco, charge the crystals, because we're not done yet. I'll see you back here next week as we dive in deeper together.